里头啊，记载着许多位信心的伟人。
Genesis records many examples of people with faith.
我们可以用许多不同的字眼来描述他们的信心。
We can use different terms to describe their faith.
那其中的一个项目就是他们都对神有不改变的信心。
They all shared a common trait, which was an unchanging faith in God.
啊，就是他们对神有完全的信心。
That is to say, they had complete faith in God.
在希伯来书十一章啊，也特别列出了这些信心的伟人。
The book of Hebrews in chapter 11, it records a list of these great people of faith.
啊，对其中每一个人都有一个很重点的、很扼要的。来描述。
This passage describes their faith in great detail.
啊，我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7.
第七节，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
7. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这里提到挪亚是一个认识神、相信神的人。
Noah was a man who knew God and who believed in God.
啊，所以神也指示他还没有看见的事情。
Therefore, God showed him those things that had not yet been seen.
啊，就是神要用洪水来毁灭那一个世代。
Because God was going to destroy that generation by the flood.
啊，这个是还没有看见、还没有发生的事情。
This event had not yet been seen and had not yet taken place.
那因为这一件事情，挪亚对神更是生出了这种敬畏的心。
Because of this event, Noah had even greater faith and reverence for God.
那这种相信、敬畏也就带来了行动。
This faith and reverence resulted in action.
所以他就照着神的指示来预备了一只方舟。
Noah followed God's instructions and designed an ark.
而且这是一段相当漫长的时间。
This took a long period of time.
神告诉他有什么事情要发生。
God told Noah what would happen.
并不是说明天、下个月、明年它就发生了。
This event would not occur the next day or even next year.
是经过了很漫长的一段时间。
It took a long time for it to occur.
他敬畏神，他没有怀疑神对他所说的话。
Noah worshipped and revered God, so he had no doubt about God's word.
所以他继续来预备来建造这只方舟。
Noah prepared and constructed this ark.
那他就被神来称他为义。
Because he did this, he was considered righteous by God.
挪亚被神称为义，包括两个层面。
There are two aspects in which Noah was considered righteous.
第一个，他相信神，他认识神，他相信神。
The first part is that he knew God and he believed in God.
他相信神对他所说的话。
Noah believed the words that God had proclaimed.
那第二个层面，在这个信的基础上面，他有所行动。
Secondly, Noah built upon this foundation of faith with action.
他照着神给他的指示，他来造这个方舟。
Noah manufactured this ark according to the instructions of God.
所以他也有行为行动上的义。
He also had this righteousness of deeds.
所以这样在神的面前是完全的。
This is how he became complete and perfect before God.
这也是今天我们在信仰的道路上面我们所要去追求的。
This is also something we want to pursue today in our own journey of faith.
从这些信心的伟人的查考里头，实在再一次的让我们需要来思考一下所谓的信心。
By examining these examples of faith, it helps us to reflect on faith.
我们希望我们的信心能够达到跟他们一样，是这种完全不改变的对神 完全不改变的信心。
We want our faith to be like their faith, which is unchanging.
在生活当中，当我们很努力的、完全的来相信神的时候
，In our daily lives, when we completely believe in God,
有时候周遭的人可能会给我们一点点的一点点的评论，说我们是不是有点迷信了。
We may find that some of the people around us might think that we are being somewhat superstitious.
所以我们要先来看一下什么是迷信。
We should take a moment to study what it is to be superstitious.
人家说跟着说没有根据的，这就是迷信。
Something that does not have any evidence or foundation is superstition.
或者说对神的应许把它曲解了。或者误用了，这个就是迷信。
Something that misuses God's word is also superstition.
我们来看圣经当中的几个例子。
Let us refer to a few examples in the Bible.
如果是迷信的话，我们必须要把它破除，把它弃除。
If we come across a superstition, we need to go past it.
甚至神也会来破除这些迷信。
And even God Himself will break apart these superstitions.
我们请看。列王记下十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下十八章第四节。
2 Kings chapter 18 verse 4.
第四节，西西家除去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
Verse 4, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan.
犹大王西西家曾经带来整个带来国家信仰的复兴。
Hezekiah, which was the king of Judah, brought about a restoration of the faith in the kingdom.
那在这里描述西西家王在复兴信仰的这个过程里头，他做了一些事情。
There were certain actions that he did in order to renew their faith.
其中一项就是打碎摩西所造的铜蛇。
One of these actions was to break into pieces Moses' bronze serpent.
这个是以色列人在走旷野路的时候所的一件事情。
And this bronze serpent was from the time when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness.
当时因为百姓悖逆神所以神允许一些火蛇在百姓的营中来咬他们。
When the people had been rebelling against God, God allowed for certain live serpents to be wandering among them and biting them.
在神的怜悯之下，神就指示摩西。
Under God's mercy, he instructed Moses.
说你造一个铜蛇，把它举起来，当被蛇咬的人仰望这个蛇，就能够没事。
God instructed Moses to make this bronze serpent, and those who had been bitten could look upon the serpent and be healed.
那真的这样子做了，真的照神的应许，他们得着医治。
Indeed, those who looked upon this bronze serpent were healed.
但是后来这一个物品却成为他们一个崇拜的对象。
However, afterwards, this bronze serpent became an item of worship.
所以在西西家的时代呢，他把这个铜蛇给他打碎。
Then in the time of Hezekiah, he went ahead and broke.The serpent pieces.
那主要让百姓知道的是，恩典是从神来的，不是从这一个物件来的。
This is to teach the people that grace comes from God and not from this item.
那这只是在历史当中的一次的事件，它不会反复的出现。
This is a one-time event in history, and it will not be repeated again.
意思就是说，你如果留下这个，可以当纪念，但是不是把它当成对象来崇拜。
In other words, this item can be used to remember, but not to worship.
我们再看撒母耳记上第四章。
Let us also turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
撒母耳记上第四章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 4 verse 3。
第三节，百姓到营里，以色列的长老说：“主今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我们不如将神的耶柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。”
Verse 3, And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies.
在撒母耳的时代，以色列人跟非利士人征战，结果以色列人败了。
The Israelites were fighting against the Philistines in the time of Samuel, and they were defeated.
那失败就是要做一些检讨。
When they were defeated, they made some evaluations.
在检讨的当中，他们有人说，因为我们没有把耶柜抬出来。
They thought that their defeat might have been because they had not brought the Ark of Covenant with them.
是的，耶柜在他们的生活当中、信仰当中，占着一个很重要的地位。
The Ark of the Covenant had a very important place in their faith.
这个耶柜代表着神跟他们的同在。
The Ark represented the presence of God and the guidance of God.
神真的也曾经借着这个耶柜来向百姓显现。
God had also manifested himself through this Ark.
那这个征战需要有神的同在与帮助，这个也是对的。
It was right for them to believe that they needed God in order to win this battle.
这时候他们以为说有耶柜就有神的同在。
At this time, they thought that if they had the ark, then they had the guidance of God.
所以这样的建议当然就马上的得到大家的同意。
This recommendation was accepted by all.
所以他们因为战争是要继续下去。
Because they had to continue this war.
所以赶紧的把耶柜给抬过来。
They quickly brought the ark with them.
他们就以为说现在有神同在了，我们一定能够胜过非利士人。
They thought, now we have the guidance of God and we can vanquish the Philistines.
但是事实上并不是这样子。
But this was not the case.
以色列人大大的又被非利士人打败。
The Israelites were greatly defeated by their enemies.
是神没有在他们当中吗？
Is it because God was not among them?
不是的，神在他们当中。
God was abiding with them.
但是神没有帮助他们。
But God was not helping them.
神自己亲自来破除他们的迷信。
God himself was breaking through their superstition.
神的同在不是靠某一个物质来得到神的同在。
God's abundance is not dependent on a material thing.
很多事情它不是只有单一的原因。
There are many reasons for a certain situation.
神的同在也是一样，通常不会只是单一的原因。
In the same way, God's abidance is not dependent on just one reason.
有耶柜的同在，这可能这会带来神的同在的原因之一。
The presence of the ark might be one of the reasons for God's abidance.
所谓人的认知里头，神的同在就是神让我体验到神对我的帮助。
For humans, we feel that God's abidance is represented by receiving God's help.
当我没有得到神的恩典的时候，我就说神没有跟我同在。
When we do not receive God's grace, then we say to ourselves that God is not abiding with us.
其实神是都同在的。
The truth is that God is always abiding with us.
只是神有没有把恩典给你。
The difference is whether or not God is giving us grace.
他们没有抬耶柜来，神其实也跟他们同在。
Even if they had not brought the ark into their midst, God was still with them.
只是神没有出手帮助他们。
The difference is that God had not stretched out his hand to help them.
那神有没有帮助跟他们的生活也是有关系。
This also had to do with whether God was helping them in their daily lives.
所以不是因为有耶柜就有神的同在。
It doesn't mean that the presence of the ark meant the guidance of God.
在主耶稣的时代，主耶稣也曾经来破除这个迷信。
Jesus also broke through superstition in his own time.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let us refer to John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章第七节。
John chapter 5 verse 7。
第七节，那个病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里；我正气的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”
7. The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me."
在生活当中，有些人真的让我们知道他的情形，会让我们觉得真的很心酸。
When we hear about certain situations, we may feel pity for them.
这个人他需要得医治。
The man in this passage needed healing.
他似乎也知道一个方法。
He also knew of a way to receive this healing.
但是无论他如何努力，他就是没有办法去做到。
But no matter how hard he tried, he could not attain this healing.
眼看着自己的问题要得到解决。
He saw the solution to his problem.
但是好像就差那么几公分，我就是够不到。
But he was only a few steps away from receiving it.
但是他又不肯放弃。
At the same time, he was unwilling to give up.
有时候在生活当中，我们的处境也好像这样子。
Sometimes we face this same situation in our lives.
这个人说。我如果能够第一个跳下去，我就得医治了。
This man said, if I was the first one in the pool, then I would be healed.
但是在这个节骨眼里头，谁愿意来帮助我
？But in this process, who is willing to help?
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk."
第九节，那人立刻痊愈，就拿着褥子来走了。
9. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked.
这个人之所以那么执着，他一直等在那里，要第一个跳下池子。
This man was so determined in staying there and being the first one to jump into the pool.
虽然整个大环境对他来讲很不可能，但是他不愿意放弃。
Even though it seemed impossible, he was unwilling to give up.
这是人性很光明的一面。
This is a very respectable.Part of the human condition.
常常在必要的时候，我们也会这么执着，这么勇敢。
In our time of need, we will also be this determined and courageous.
应该曾经真的有人这样子得到医治。
And there would have been cases in the past where people did receive healing by following this procedure.
这是一个很特殊的例子。
This is a very particular example.
它不是一个普遍的例子。
This was not an ordinary example.
所以纵然你第一个跳下去不一定真的会得医治。
The first one to jump in might not necessarily be the one to receive healing.
但是我们人真的很渺小，很无奈。
But we as humans are so minute and so helpless.
为什么我们生活会这么苦？
Why is it that we suffer so much in our life?
因为很多时候我们就以为就只有这个方法，就只有这一条路。
It is because we think that there's only one way and one solution.
但是这一条路我又没有办法去走。
And even though there's only one path to take, we are unable to take it.
但是我又必须要去走。
Yet I must also walk upon it.
这多么苦啊！
This is very painful.
所以主耶稣没有帮助他第一个跳下水。
Jesus did not help this man be the first to jump into the water.
主耶稣用怜悯、用吩咐、用能力。叫他就得医治。
Jesus used his power and his strength to give him healing.
那什么是完全的信心？
What is complete faith?
我们请看约书亚记十四章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章第十节。
Joshua chapter 14 verse 10.
第十节，自从主对摩西说这话的时候，神照他所应许的，使我存活这四十五年。期间，以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，我现今已经八十五岁了。
Verse 10, and now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。
Verse 11, As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war.
十二节第一句话，求你将神那日应许我的这山地给我。
Verse 12, Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day.
这是加勒对他的同伴耶稣亚所说的话。
Caleb spoke these words to his companion Joshua.
他的目的就是十二节第一句话所说的，求你将神那日应许我的这山地给我。
His goal was to receive the mountain that the Lord had promised him on that day.
把这一块最好的地方给我。
He was asking for this best location.
把这一块最不容易得到的地方让我来得到。
And to receive this location that would be difficult to receive.
他等待这一天已经等待了四十五年。
Caleb had waited for this day for 45 years.
这是在45年前神对他的应许。
This was a promise that God had given him 45 years before.
经过了45年，他仍然不但记得，而且相信，现在正要去得。
Even after the passing of 45 years, Caleb still believed that he could receive it.
45年当中有很多的变化，很多的变动。
There were many changes during these 45 years.
但是他对神的应许，他还是相信。
But Caleb still believed in God's promise throughout this time.
所以什么是不改变的信心？
What is unchanging faith?
就是对神的应许一直的相信。
It is to continue to believe in God's promise.
那神的应许有时候是对个人的，有时候是对全体的。
God's promise can be for an individual or for a whole community.
像加勒的例子，这是神对他个人的应许。
In the case of Caleb, this was an individual promise from God.
是很清楚的，所以他牢牢的抓住。
It was a very clear promise, and even in his old age, he held on to it.
我们请再看罗马书第八章。
Let us also refer to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
我们人生活在时间跟空间里头。
We live under time and space.
我们就是坐着，静静坐着不动，这时间就是在过去。
Even if we sit without moving, time will still pass.
在时间的流逝的当中，许许多多的事情也跟着在发生，在改变。
Many things happen and change in the course of time.
这些改变有时候是我们所想要的，有时候是我们所不想要的。
Some of these changes, may be things we desire and some will not.
这些改变有时候就成为我们的遭遇。
These changes can also become our trials.
但是无论怎么变化，我们对神的相信，对神的应许，我们不怀疑。
We should not doubt regardless of whatever change may happen.
因为我们继续做一个爱神的人。
We only need to continue and be someone who loves God.
而且我们相信那个最后的结果是照神美好的旨意，是要让我们得益处的。
And we believe that the final result will be according to God's will and it will be for our benefit.
这个叫完全的信心，叫不对神不改变的信心。
This is unchanging faith.
第三点，请看彼得前书第一章。
Let us also turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章十七节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear.
这里说，一个对神完全相信的人，他无论在任何的境况之下，他是存着敬畏的心来过每一天的生活。
A person who believes in God will have a heart of fear and reverence in their daily lives.
无论发生什么事情，神永远是我的神。
No matter what happens, God is my God.
无论发生什么事情，我总是相信神，敬畏神。
Whatever happens, I will believe in God and I will worship God.
当我说我敬畏神，就是我爱神。
And when I say I worship God, that means I love God.
当我说我敬畏神，就是说我要遵守他的教训。
When I say I worship God, I will obey His commandments.
所以这个所谓对神不改变的信心，完全的信心，其实并不是那么难定义。
This unchanging complete faith is not hard to define.
但是在现实的生活里头，我们真的是常常会有所谓信心的动摇。
In the real world, we will face this wavering of our faith.
所以我们称它为当我们信仰软弱的时候。
These are the times when we are weak in faith.
那信仰软弱会有什么现象？
What are the characteristics of being weak in faith?
当我们信仰软弱的时候，我们会逃避信仰。
When we are weak in faith, we will run away from faith.
就是不喜欢，不愿意参加一些敬拜神的活动。
We will not like or be unwilling to participate in activities where we worship God.
比如说我们就不爱聚会，我们不爱祷告。
For example, we will not want to go to service or to pray.
我们不喜欢跟弟兄姐妹来团契。
We will not like to fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们很轻易的就来推辞这个神的家里的一些事情，一些工作。
It will be very easy for us to turn down some of the work in God's household.
当信仰软弱的时候，我们就会发现，在我们的生活当中，常常会有很多的过患。
When we are weak in faith, we will find many tribulations in our daily lives.
就是我们被这个不好的被恶来胜过我们。
We will be overcome by evil circumstances.
但是我们的目标是对神要有一个不改变的信心。
Our goal, however, is to have an unchanging faith in God.
所以当我们察觉有这些信仰软弱的现象的时候，那我们就要赶快的来醒悟过来。
When we notice these symptoms of weakness in faith, we must come to realization.
这些信仰软弱的现象不是世界末日。
Just because we find these signs of weakness in faith does not mean the end of the world.
这个是一个警告的信号。
These are warning signs.
让我们赶快来反省一下我们的生活，我们的信仰。
They serve for us to think about our lives and our faith.
我想我们或多或少都曾经会都有过，或者现在正是在这个信仰软弱的时候。
All of us have experienced or are in the process of experiencing this weakness in faith.
那为什么会有这些会有所谓信仰的软弱？
What is the cause of this weakness in faith?
我说信仰的软弱不是世界末日。
I mentioned that having weakness in faith does not mean the end of the world.
因为好多人都曾经这样子过。
Because many have faced this.
我们请看《民数记》十一章。
Let us refer to
Numbers. 民数记十一章十四节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 14.
十四节，管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。
14. I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me.
15. 你这样待我。我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。
15. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness.
摩西他要推掉神给他的责任。
Moses wanted to cast off the responsibility he had received from God.
那甚至一个很激烈的方法 你拿掉我的生命。
He resorted to this very extreme method, which was to be killed.
这就是我刚才所提到的信仰软弱的现象，推掉工作。
This is an example of how when we are weak in faith, we will push aside responsibility.
为什么摩西会这样子？
Why did Moses respond in this way?
他很忙碌，他压力很大。
He was very busy and had a lot of pressure.
他实在是忙不过来。
He could not bear this.
他真希望他一天能够有48个小时。
He must have wished to have 48 hours in one day.
但是他跟每一个人一样，都只有24个小时。
But like every other person, he only had 24 hours.
但是看起来他要做的工作可能是别人的五倍、十倍。
The workload he had might have been 5 or 10 times that of other people.
忙碌让人的信仰会软弱。
When we are busy, then it is easy to become weak in faith.
压力也会带来信仰的软弱。
Pressure can also bring weakness in faith.
就好像以利亚他也曾经求死。
Even Prophet Elijah asked for death.
信仰软弱的一个现象就是在生活当中有过患。
Another condition of being weak in faith is to face tribulations in daily life.
大卫在他的生活里头曾经有很大的过患。
Can David face great trials?
很大的过患，那个错误。
Great mistakes.
那在什么时候大卫这个信心软弱了，生活中有过患？
When did King David face this weakness and this great error?
在他生活很平顺的时候。
It was when things were going very smoothly and calmly.
在征战的时候，他不用出去征战，他可以留在皇宫里头。
In the time of war, he did not need to go into battle, but rather stay in the palace.
因为他的国家已经非常的稳固。
He could do this because his kingdom was very stable.
所以他不用再那么辛苦的带兵出去打仗。
He did not need to work so hard and lead his men into battle.
所以很平顺的生活有时候也会让我们在信仰上软弱。
This very calm lifestyle can also bring about weakness in faith.
再请看撒母耳记上十八章。
Let us also refer to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 8.
第八节，扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这话，就说将万万归给大卫，千千归给我，只剩下王位没有给他了。
8. Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?
第九节，从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。
Verse 9. So Saul eyed David from that day forward.
对人有嫉妒、怀恨，这就是一种过患。
Jealousy and hatred is also a mistake.
当人际的关系不好的时候，就会带来信仰的软弱。
When we don't have good relationships, this will also bring a weakness in our faith.
在不和睦的人际关系里头，一定会有抱怨，一定会有伤害。
When there is disharmony, then there will be complaints and there will be hurt.
生活当中有过患，这就是信仰的软弱。
And when there are these kind of errors in our lives, we will become weak in faith.
有时候整个大环境也会让我们的信仰软弱。
Sometimes the whole environment will cause us to be weak in faith.
我们看撒母耳记上第八章。
Let us refer to 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 19.
十九节，百姓竟不肯听撒母的话，说：“不然，我们定要一个王治理我们。”
19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but we will have a king over us."
二十节，像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
Verse 20. That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles.
这里二十节说，像我们这个。像列国一样，这就是当时他们所处的大环境。
In verse 20, it said that we may be like all the nations, and all the nations refers to the world at large at that time.
他们周遭的这些人，因为有国王，所以他们的国家看起来很强盛。
And because all these nearby nations had kings, it looked like they were very strong kingdoms.
所以十九节，这些以色列百姓就要求撒母耳一定要也给他们立一个王。
This is why in verse 19, the Israelites also asked Samuel to give them a king.
有时候在整个大环境里头，让我们真的很想要跟这个跟某一个人或某一件事情一样。
Sometimes our environment will cause us to want to be like a certain person or like a certain situation.
我们就在这样的大环境里头，我们会用人或者事情来期待了神或神的恩典。
And in our environment, there may be things or circumstances that will replace God's grace.
他们以为说别人的制度是好的。
They thought that
the system
of these other nations was better.
所以他们想要用别人的制度来取代神。
And they wanted to use these other nations' systems to replace God.
当然我们不能够否认这些制度它的一些优点。
We cannot deny that there are certain advantages of setting up these systems.
但是它成为一个很大的试探。
But these systems became great temptations.
我们会像这些以色列人，他们要用这种制度来取代神在他们生活当中的地位。
This tempted the Israelites to use these systems to replace the position that God had in their lives.
这个就是信仰的软弱。
This is a weakness in our faith.
我们生活在这个大环境里头。
We live in this world.
是的，这个大环境里头有很多负面的、不好的。
There are some negatives in this environment.
但是我们也必须承认，在这个大环境里头也有很多很棒的东西。
But we must also recognize that in our environment we find many great things as well.
我们不是去否认它，但是我们要留意。
We don't need to deny them, but we need to be aware.
我们要让它来带给我们真正的好处跟帮助，而不要破坏了。我们的信仰。
We should let these good things bring true benefits to us and not damage our faith.
为什么会有信仰的软弱？
Why do we face a weakness in our faith?
我们每一个人都有一个自我。
We all have a self.
我们很容易以自己为中心。
And it is easy for us to become self-centered.
过分的以自我为中心，我们不容易去听别人的话。
When we become too egocentric, we are unwilling to listen to others.
当我们坚持我们的错误，我们就落入软弱里头。
When we stand are stubborn in our errors, then we fall into this weakness.
好像扫罗，他不对的来，不对的方法来对待大卫。
Like in the example of Saul, he used an incorrect method to treat David.
其实，在他周遭。有不少爱他的人曾经尝试着来劝导他。
The truth was that there were many people around Saul who truly loved him and were trying to encourage him.
至少他的儿子耶拿丹就很努力的来劝这个扫罗。
Even his son Jonathan was trying to reason with him.
但是扫罗他坚持自己的意见。
But Saul was very stubborn in holding on to his own opinion.
所以在他的生活当中就有怨恨，就有杀害。
And because of this, he faced hatred and harm in his life.
我们的目标是对神有一个不改变的信心。
Our goal is to have an unchanging faith in God.
那我们应该怎么办？
Then what should we do?
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7。
第七节，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
在这一段里头说，将来天国的美好是我们现在的肉眼还没有看见的。
This passage talks about all the wonderful things in the heavenly kingdom that we cannot see with our eyes.
那我们不是说我看见了我才相信。
We are not to say that we only believe what we see.
我们照着神给我们的应许，给我们的信心，我们相信将来那美好的天国。
We believe according to God's promise and believe in this heavenly kingdom.
所以我们就可以去面对着眼前的这些挑战。
Because of this faith, then we can face our present day troubles.
我们就可以去面对着眼前会造成我们软弱的这些事情。
We can face the situations that will cause us to be weak.
罗马书八章说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work together for those who love God.
我们不是等到看见的益处，我们才相信。
It is not only when we can see the good that we will believe.
因为我们不是凭着眼见。
Because we do not live by sight.
这样子我们容易有一个不改变的信心。
If we live by faith and not by sight, then we will have an unchanging faith.
再请看哥林多后书十三章。
Let us also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节，你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗
？Five, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified.
第二个，我们应当常常的省察自己。
Secondly, we must have this practice of examining ourselves.
虽然我们的生活都很忙碌
even though we are busy,
但是我们要一定要努力的安静下来，省察自己。
We endeavor to quiet down and examine ourselves.
安静下来，好好的跟神祷告。
To calm ourselves so that we can pray to God.
安静下来，好好的想一想最近所发生的事情。
Quiet down and think about that which has happened recently.
安静下来，好好的想一想，最近我都在做些什么。
Quiet down and think about what I've been doing lately.
安静下来，好好的读一下圣经。
Quiet down to study the Bible.
从读圣经里头，好好的想一想，神正在告诉我什么。
And by studying the Bible, we can think what is God trying to tell us.
安静下来，找时间，好好的跟弟兄姐妹来交通，来团契。
Quiet down and find time to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这些都会帮助我们来省察自己。
All these things will help us to examine ourselves.
只有省察我们自己，我们才会再来做一个动作，仰望神。
It is only by examining ourselves that we can take the next step of yearning for God.
那我们对神的仰望。会带来神对我们的赏赐。
And when we yearn for God, then we will receive from God.
我们仰望神，神让他成为我们对他的领受。
When we yearn for God, God will transform this into an opportunity for Him to grant it to us.
就好像我一开始所说的，我们仰望神，神就将平安给我们。
When we long for God, then He will grant us peace.
当我们仰望神，神将圣灵来充满我们。
When we long for God, then He will fill us with His Holy Spirit.
当我们仰望神，神加添了我们的信心。
When we long for God, then He will add to our faith.
所以当我们省察自己，我们才会发现我们现在是在软弱当中。
Therefore, when we examine ourselves, we will notice when we are in a time of weakness.
当我们省察自己，我们才会发现我为何软弱了。
When we examine ourselves, we will know why we are weak.
我们很自然的就像主耶稣的门徒说，求主加添我的信心。
And very naturally, we will be like Jesus' disciples and ask God to add to our faith.
这是神最喜欢听的祷告。
This is the type of prayer that God loves the most.
这是神最会成全的祷告。
And this is a prayer that God will grant.
主啊，加添我的信心。
Lord, add to my faith.
因为我要做一个对你。有一个不改变的信心。
I want to have an unchanging faith in you.
我们一起唱诗151首。
Let us sing hymn 151.
我们唱四节。
We will sing four verses.
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在我们要借着我们的祷告，我们来仰望神。
In our prayer, we will yearn for God.
我们来仰望这一位爱我们的神。
Let us long for this God who loves us.
我们来仰望这一位怜悯我们的神。
Let us long for this God who has mercy on us.
我们来仰望这一位关心我们的神。
Let us yearn for this God who cares about us.
他会将我们的仰望来成为我们对他的领受。
He will turn our longing and let us receive from him.
我们恳求他啊，让我们来领受平安喜乐。
We ask that he will let us receive peace and joy.
我们恳求他让我们来领受智慧力量。
We ask that we may receive wisdom and power.
我们恳求他让我们来领受医治赦免。
We ask that we may receive healing and forgiveness.
我们恳求他让我们来领受圣灵的充满。
We ask that we may receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
Please come forward if you would like to receive the laying of hands.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。